being an influencer, being influential. And why I thought about it was the other day I was scrolling through my Instagram, as we do, these machines that we use all the time, scrolling through, looking at Facebook, looking at people's comments. And I started to think, we can all be influential. We all have influence where we are in our world today. Now, those who have lots of followers, as you might call them, they maybe are Hollywood movie stars. They may be people in fashion. I'm talking about, I guess, things that women often follow, not that just men don't too, but, you know, we look at. You know, I actually laughed and thought I should get one of those aprons so I wear it and it changes my look. You know, I could actually even put up a different picture of myself, because we follow different things that we're influenced by, that we think, oh, they might have something to say about that. Might be makeup. It might be, you know, things that are happening in the world. You know, you go to the best news reporter that you like to listen to, or one that you feel is telling the truth, because you want to know what's really happening. So influence is a person or a thing that has an influence on another. It could be positive or negative. You know, sad to say, but we have bullies who influence innocent people, young people, you know, people who just are affected by what people say. And we all are affected by what people say, but in a bad way. We all can influence what other people feel like, what they think about themselves, who they are. That's a scary thought. What I say can influence somebody else in a positive or negative way. Now, it can be scary, but it can also be an encouraging thought. So therefore, I could encourage somebody else and help them live a better life, be a better person, love them. You know, back in 1955, not long ago really, there was a lady called Rosa Parks. She was 42 years of age, and she found a seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus after work. Segregation laws in America were still in. So Rosa Parks sits down and complies by sitting in the seat. But a white man got on the bus and couldn't find a seat in the white section. So he walked back and instructed them to give up their seats. Rosa refused and was arrested. She was influential in starting, in her way, to abolish the laws of segregation. Martin Luther King, same, but in a different way. He was a social activist, a Baptist minister who had a dream. We all know that beautiful oration of, I have a dream. And he shared about his dream for America, no matter what colour, what race, what creed. Their legacy got passed on. You know, social media has such an influence on us. Before, it was newspapers and books we read, and they're still there, but not as much. It's what's we see, what we read, what we hear, what we see all the time, because we look at this every day, most people, every day. You can go to the poorest of countries and still people have mobile phones. They have the internet. They're seeing what's in the world, what people are saying, what people are believing in, and they can influence you. You know, everyone has an opportunity in your family, at your work, you know, at the shops, at the checkout. You can smile, you can frown, you can nod, you can, be welcome to people. That influences people. But what if I'm not famous? What if I'm not famous, and I'm not, and I don't have a million followers? Who can I influence? Back in 1999, there was a survey done in Britain, and it was a poll of 20 prominent historians or politicians, And the number one that came up was Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Now, he was an influencer. He was in a position of influence. But do you know who influenced him? Surprisingly, it wasn't his mum. It wasn't his dad. It was his nanny. His parents at the time were socialites. They were wealthy, from a wealthy aristocratic family. But his nanny, it was him. His nanny who shared with him, who loved him, who taught him, who shared her thoughts and beliefs with him. Now, he had to accept them, but she was the one, till he was 18 years of age, who influenced him the most. And he even shared it at different times. If you go and do some research on it, he shares how she had the influence on him with his thoughts and the way he worked in his life, in his politics. There's a doctor, neurosurgeon, Dr. Ben Carson. He came from a single parent home. His mother worked, I think, three jobs to help her two boys. And what she would do, though, is she believed in a great education. She believed in learning and reading. So she would get them library books, and they would read, and they would read, because they were often home alone by themselves because she was out working to earn money to support the family. And his greatest influence, he acknowledges, was his mum. She taught him how to work hard, how to read and study hard, how to learn, how to be a Christian, how to love, how to share. And look where he became, one of the top neurosurgeons in America. And then I personally come around to, you know, who influenced me? My mum, my dad, my family, my teachers. But through all of that was Jesus. You know, Jesus started out with 12 followers, just 12. And in 2010, from a survey that they did, and they called it the Pew Research, so it's, I guess, only people who are in the pews at church, are in the seats, they estimated, because they can, I guess, only estimate as much, there were 2.18 billion Christians. So 12 followers of Jesus end up to be billion followers. 2.18 billion followers. Wow, how influential. Not just because he was a man, because he was the Son of God and for what he did for us. You know, he, before Jesus, I often think about this, before Jesus, dates and times are BC, before Christ, and after Jesus, they're AD, after Christ. Oh my goodness, how influential is he that he changes the dates of the world, of the earth? This Jesus must have been so influential for that even the world in a way stood still and started again before Christ and after Christ. Why? Because we're in the year 2020. But there was actually years before that. But because this man, this Son of God, came and he was influential. You know, the Bible's been written down only for so many thousands of years because before that it was orally shared. It was verbally shared. Can you not be an influencer? We don't have to be a beautiful girl. You don't have to be a model, an artist, someone in the movies. You don't even have to be known. Can I not influence someone to a greater good? Can I not influence people around me? My family, my friends, the people I meet, just at the shops. Just think about it. Can you not influence someone in a good way? Thank you for listening.